Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releases 20th installment of Samman Nidhi worth 20,500 crore rupees from Varanasi today. Former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna sentenced to life imprisonment in a rape case by a special court in Bengaluru. India receives 16 Airbus C295 military transport aircraft, marking significant upgrade in country's defense capabilities. Three terrorists killed in an encounter in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. And in cricket, Yashasvi Jaiswal's century guides India to 310 for 6 in ongoing second innings against England at Oval Test. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releasing the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,500 crore rupees to the farmers from Varanasi today, the Prime Minister said the government has worked with full force to solve every problem of the farmers in the last decade. He criticised the opposition for their negative narrative. The Prime Minister informed that 3,75,000 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' accounts under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Out of this amount, 90,000 crore has been given to 2.5 crore farmers of Uttar Pradesh and 900 crore to the farmers of Kashi. PM Modi said, weather is always a challenge for farmers. That is why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claim till date has been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
Kisano ke samne ek badi chunauti mausam ki hoti rahi hai. Kabhi jyada barish ho gayi. कभी ओला गिर गया, पाला पड़ गया, किसानों को इससे सुरक्षा देने के लिए पीएम फसल बीमा योजना शुरू हुई। इस बीमा योजना के तहत अब तक 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपये से ज्यादा का क्लेम किसानों को दिया जा चुका है।
Criticizing the opposition, PM Modi said, "This is new India. During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of a self-reliant India." The Prime Minister highlighted that in the coming days, BrahMos missiles and weapons made in UP will destroy enemies.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran, Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri dunya ne dekhi hai. Khaskar hamari BrahMos missilein. इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है
The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. The projects inaugurated by the Prime Minister cater to multiple sectors, including infrastructure, education, healthcare, tourism, urban development, and cultural heritage, to achieve holistic urban transformation, cultural rejuvenation, improved connectivity, and enhanced quality of life in Varanasi. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said today that there was an attempt to open the doors of the Indian agricultural market to agricultural products of countries like the USA through cheap exports, but it was foiled. Mr. Chauhan expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stating that by prioritizing national interest, the interests of farmers have been protected.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का मैं हृदय से आभारी हूं कि भारत ने कह दिया राष्ट्र प्रथम राष्ट्र सर्वोपरि और किसानों के हितों का पूरी तरह से संरक्षण करेंगे चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए। भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था मैंने पहले भी कहा अश्वमेध का घोड़ा है, अब कोई रोक नहीं सकता। भारत के किसानों के हित सुरक्षित है आज, और जो चाहते थे वो हो जाता तो हमारे बाजार वहां के सस्ते अनाजों से भर जाते और किसान कहीं का नहीं रहता।
The Union Agriculture Minister said the issue of inequality between American and Indian farmers was raised. He added that if agricultural market had been opened through cheap exports, Indian farmers would have suffered losses. In a significant ruling, the Special Court for MPs, MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna to life imprisonment till death in a rape case. The case involved an obscene video and the rape of a 47-year-old woman. Pronouncing the punishment, the special court judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt also imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees on the convict. Prajwal Revanna, the grandson of former Prime Minister H. D. Devagowda, was convicted for repeated rape and abusing his position of power. The court also ordered a fine of 7 lakh rupees to be paid to the victim. The court delivered the verdict yesterday, while the quantum of sentence has been pronounced today. Prajwal Revanna is also facing three additional cases of a similar nature. The case pertains to the sexual assault of a woman who worked as a maid at the guest house owned by the Revanna family. In her testament, the victim had stated before the court that she was raped twice. India has received 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade in its defence capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of schedule. A report.
On October 28 last year, a milestone in India's Atmanirbhar mission was achieved. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with Spain's Pedro Sanchez, inaugurated the C-295 final assembly line in Vadodara, Gujarat. This Tata Airbus factory will produce the C-295 aircraft for the Indian Air Force. The deal worth 21,935 crore rupees will see 56 C-295 replace the aging Avro fleet. 16 aircraft have been received from Spain, while 40 will be assembled right here in India. The first locally assembled aircraft will be ready by 2026, with all 40 set to be delivered by 2031. This is Airbus's first ever full-scale aircraft production outside its home country. The C-295, a versatile transport aircraft, is crucial for tactical operations, cargo and medical evacuation. India will soon be the largest operator of the C-295, enhancing its military capabilities. This is a proud moment for India and a step closer to self-reliance in defence. Desk report, Akashwani, Navanita Adhikari.
The BJP today slammed Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on former Union Minister late Arun Jaitley. Party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, if irresponsibility has a face, it is Mr. Gandhi. She said, to throw baseless allegations at people in public life, even those who are no longer in this world, is becoming a personality trait in him. Ms. Sitharaman said his remarks on the late Arun Jaitley are despicable. Notably, the 3 farm laws were brought in by the centre in June 2020 as an ordinance, nearly a year after Jaitley's demise. Arun Jaitley's son, Rohan Jaitley, also slammed Gandhi over his remarks, asking the Congress leader to let the departed rest in peace.
ये बड़ी एक यूनिक बात है जो समझने की जरूरत है कि राहुल जी को वो कब मिले, कैसे मिले, कहां मिले, जबकि जो विषय 2019 में था नहीं और उनके देहांत होने के बाद उठा, तो आज उस चीज को लेके हम किस बारे में कह रहे हैं कि अरुण जी मेरे को मिले फार्मर बिल को लेके। उन्होंने एक दफा पारेकर साहब का नाम किसी इश्यू में उठाने की कोशिश करी थी कि एक सेइंग है, जब किसी कोई व्यक्ति हम लोगों के बीच में ना रहे तो इट इज बेस्ट नॉट स्पोकन अबाउट, लेट देम रेस्ट इन पीस।
The Election Commission today said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said all political parties put together have filed zero claims and objections for the addition of the names of eligible electors and deletion of the names of ineligible electors. The poll body had released the draft electoral rolls for Bihar yesterday afternoon, following the completion of the enumeration phase under the Special Intensive Revision SIR 2025. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed in ongoing anti-terrorist operation in Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district since last evening. Police officials said the operation to neutralize the terrorists has been going on since late last evening. They said three unidentified terrorists have been killed in this encounter till now. The exchange of fire is going on from both sides, while the entire area has been cordoned off and all entry and exit points have been sealed to prevent fleeing of any terrorist inside the sealed area. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and the northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Due to active monsoon conditions in Himachal Pradesh, normal life has been severely disrupted. Continuous rainfall has caused rivers and streams to swell and landslides at multiple locations have blocked over 400 roads across the state, including one national highway. A report.
In the past 24 hours, the Una district of Himachal Pradesh has recorded an unexpected 258 millimeters of rainfall, which is the highest in the district in the past 5 decades. Rainwater has flooded homes and shops in Una town, while waterlogging on roads has disrupted traffic. Meanwhile, the water level in the Pong Dam in Kangra district has risen rapidly due to incessant rainfall. The Bhakda Bias Management Board has issued a warning to the Kangra district administration and the concerned authorities in Punjab about the possibility of releasing water from the Pong Dam at any time. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, a landslide occurred today at the dam site of Vishnugarh Pipalkoti Hydroelectric Project constructed by THDC at Helang in Chamoli district. District Magistrate Sandeep Tiwari said no casualties have been reported at the project site.
कोई कैजुअलिटी की सूचना नहीं है 8 लोग घायल हुए थे जिनको टीएचडीसी परिसर पे ही फर्स्ट ट्रीटमेंट दिया गया है और जिनको थोड़ी गंभीर चोटें थी उनको पीपलकोटी विवेकानंद हॉस्पिटल में लाया गया है और टीएचडीसी को निर्देशित किया गया है कि साइट की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित होने के बाद ही वहां कार्य आरंभ किया जाए.
In cricket, Yashasvi Jaiswal's century helped India make 323 runs for 7 a short while ago in their second innings against hosts England on day 3 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London. Jaiswal hit 118, Akashdeep was out for 66 runs, Shubman Gill for 11 and Karun Nair 17. India was 304 for 6 at tee. Dhruv Jurel made 34. India today resumed their innings on their overnight score of 75 for 2. Earlier in the first innings, England took 23-run lead after being bowled out for 247. As in response, India were bundled out for 224. India are looking to level the series, which they are trailing 1-2. In badminton, India's campaign at the Macau Open came to a disappointing end as the last remaining shuttlers bowed out in the semi-finals today, dashing hopes of a title. Lakshya Sen, who carried India's final hope in the men's singles, fell short in a straight game defeat to Indonesia's fifth seed Alvi Farhan. Despite a promising start, Sen could not maintain momentum, eventually going down 21-16, 21-9. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government's commitment towards farmers' welfare, releases 20th installment of Samman Nidhi worth 20,500 crore rupees from Varanasi today. Former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna sentenced to life imprisonment in a rape case by a special court in Bengaluru. India received 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking significant upgrade in country's defense capabilities. 3 terrorists killed in an encounter in Kulgam district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecast extremely heavy rainfall in West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. And in cricket, Yashasvi Jaiswal century guides India to 325 for 7 in ongoing second innings against England at Oval Test. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.